it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off again today. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. As usual, jam-packed Football Friday. We're going to recap the scintillating Thursday night football matchup between the Bengals and the Dolphins. We'll roll into all the news around the NFL. We'll preview all the upcoming games for Week 4 NFL Sunday. And at the very end, we'll give you a quick rapid-fire recap of the Thursday night college football matchup between Houston and UConn. And in hour number two, we're also going to take a little opportunity to talk some Arnold Palmer and Ryder Cup. At 10 after hour number two, 9:10 Eastern time, we'll be joined by Dave Shedlosky from Golf World Magazine and Golf Digest. He's also the author of Arnold Palmer's last book, and it's A Life Well Played, and it'll be out on October 11th, and we'll talk to him at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. So that's the rundown of what's coming up on this Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Let's take this opportunity over the next few seconds to let those of you that like to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go, the many ways that you can do so via your devices. There's our website, sportsbyline.com. Listen live link and a wealth of archived interviews, so check it out at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. You can download them to any device you can think of. They have on-demand content and Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces listen to all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we hit the ground running. We kick off this Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. That's right after this.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two. Plus, $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Huber on the hold. And the Bengals put up three on the game's first possession. Perfect is right over the center here. Now drops back as Tannehill pumps it and goes long, and he's got him in Stills, who's going to take it for the touchdown. 74 yards.
89. Boy, what a block.
Here's the play action fake. Dalton steps up away from the pressure, and he goes deep. Green is down there. Oh, he caught it. Here's a quick toss. Green breaks the tackle and is in for the touchdown. Second and eight. Dalton. And pulled in again by Green. And Nugent. Good again as we approach the two-minute mark. Tannehill, here comes pressure. Ball on the ground. Recovered by Pecco.
The left half part.
And Nugent's kick is good. 3 points.
Well, that's the story and highlights of the Bengals' 22-7 victory over the Miami Dolphins from Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati. That's courtesy of the NFL Network. Jim Nantz on the call. That's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number to get involved, again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. In 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And in watching this game, really not a very exciting game. It was a workmanlike effort by the Cincinnati Bengals in a game that they really controlled throughout, as the Miami Dolphins had one big, productive offensive play, and that resulted in their one drive and their one score. Beyond that, their offense was brutal. Their defense didn't pressure Andy Dalton a lot, could not figure out how to cover A.J. Green, did a good job of stopping the Cincinnati run game, but it was a game after Cincinnati climbed out of the early 7-3 hole as a result of the big touchdown strike from Ryan Tannehill to Kenny Stills. They really never looked back as Miami could not mount one offensive drive. I mean, just to give you an idea of how bad the Dolphins' offense was in this game, they had 222 total yards and one touchdown. Their first drive was two plays, 81 yards, including a 74-yard touchdown pass. The rest of the game, they ran 41 plays for a total of 141 yards. That's how bad their offense was. And after Cincinnati went down 7-3, once they took the lead in this one, they really never looked back. Another stat to illustrate how great A.J. Green was and how bad the Dolphins' offense was. After three quarters of play, A.J. Green, 166 total yards, 166 yards receiving. The Dolphins, 152 total yards through three quarters. So to me, that's pretty frightening, and that's a pretty good indicator of just how bad Miami was in this game. And I understand this is a Dolphins team that was all banged up. They were down a bunch of starters off of their offensive line, a bunch of guys on their defense. Their secondary, which came into the year in shambles, didn't have injury issues, just had ineffectiveness issues. Mike Tannenbaum trades for Byron Maxwell. Nobody could figure out why. Puts the Eagles in a position to move up in the draft and actually ends up putting them in a position where they had the pieces to acquire Carson Wentz. So you can thank Mike Tannenbaum for the Eagles having Carson Wentz. And they got rid of two parts, the injury-prone Kiko Alonso and the ineffective and expensive Byron Maxwell. So Mike Tannenbaum did the Eagles favors on so many fronts in that trade. We talked about it when it happened. But moreover, you see these guys on the field, and in particular Maxwell, he actually lost his job to a rookie that, well, to be blunt and be kind about it, he couldn't cover A.J. Green either. They have nobody in that secondary that could cover anybody, and A.J. Green absolutely ran wild around that Dolphins secondary. And the realities were with this football game, once the Dolphins went on that big touchdown drive to take the 10-7 lead, it was really over because the Dolphins could never mount another offensive drive. Their next 10 drives after the touchdown were combinations of punts and interceptions. There certainly was no scoring. Cincinnati came back mid-first quarter, went on a nice touchdown drive, 7 plays, 90 yards, and 324. Dalton finished it with a touchdown pass to A.J. Green, and it was Cincinnati 10, Miami 7, and really, in all reality, there was no looking back. As we talked about, A.J. Green was great. 12 catches, 173 after a so-so effort and some key drops in the Bengals' loss to Denver last week. So you can see Cincinnati now 2-2. Miami falls to 1-3. The Dolphins are a bad football team. They're a poorly constructed football team. Mike Tannenbaum's building of this roster is incredibly flawed. He had weaknesses to address. He addressed them by bringing in either veterans on bad contracts, aging veterans who had gotten cut, who had durability issues. He did not line this roster with any depth of talent. Now you see 4 weeks into the season, a whole host of Miami Dolphins banged up and unable to play. And then on top of that, some guys you traded for to shore up weak spots have been so ineffective that they're not in the lineup and they've been benched. So Adam Gase is a rookie coach. You can try and blame him, but he's having no less or more success than anybody else with the substandard rosters that Tannenbaum has assembled over the last few years. You can try and blame Ryan Tannehill. Is some of it his fault in being slow to develop? Sure it is. But a lot of it's not. They don't have talent. No quality running backs. Arian Foster hurt again. Doesn't play. Decent stable of wide receivers. An offensive line that can't keep him upright as he was beat up all night long in this game. And an offensive, so you got weak offensive line. You got so-so weapons in the passing game. You have no running backs. And you have a defense that, while good, you really can't lean on because the back line is weak. And that's depleted. So you've got no depth, no talent around the football field. A quarterback you're still trying to develop who's going to take some time because of his lack of experience at quarterback on the college level, and you haven't put the structure around him to succeed. You keep changing his coach and offensive coordinator, and you wonder why you're doomed to fail. Big reason it appears you're doomed to fail is because of the poorly constructed roster by Mike Tannenbaum. Flat out, the Miami Dolphins are just a bad football team. There's no nice way to describe it. As for Cincinnati in this game, again, good enough to win, workmanlike victory. They dominated. Their defense did a very, very nice job in smacking around Ryan Tannehill, getting after him, pressuring him. in limiting the Dolphins' running game, their third down conversions. They did all those things right. They controlled this game. But when you look at it offensively, Dalton was fine, better than fine. A.J. Green was great. But Bengals still can't run the ball. They still can't finish a drive. They settle for way too many field goals. And a final tally of 22-7 doesn't really tell the level of dominance in this game for Cincinnati, how little they were threatened, but it does spotlight the fact they can't finish drives, and against better football teams, they're going to come up short. And that's their huge problem. Got to finish drives, got to convert in a red zone, can't leave points on the field. It just doesn't work. We'll wrap up our recap of the Thursday night football game next, and then we'll get into some of the news around the NFL, as there's a lot of it. You can weigh in with your thoughts at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
We continue here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to join the conversation. That number again, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Focus the conversation thus far is the Thursday night football matchup where the Bengals dismantled the Dolphins 22-7 in Cincinnati. You can weigh in with your thoughts on the Dolphins, on the Bengals, or on the game itself. Really not much to watch here other than A.J. Green, Andy Dalton. The only reason the game was relevant. as far as watching it and really had any interest. The outcome really, by the middle of the second quarter, was not in doubt. That said, we're talking about some of the storylines of this game. We've talked about the poorly constructed roster of the Miami Dolphins and how bad they were. You know, and we brought up some numbers that spotlighted it. A.J. Green in reception yardage, outgaining the entire Dolphins offense through three quarters. The Dolphins offense allowing Ryan Tannehill to get sacked five times in this one. Not really running the ball particularly well or with any regularity, despite really being, from a score standpoint, in the game most of the way because the Bengals had an inability to put them away. Again, settled for way too many field goals, were lousy in the red zone, just 1-for-3, just 1-for-2 in goal-to-go opportunities, and then other times had drives bogged down where they settled for field goals. So really, my overriding takeaway from this game, the Dolphins are just a flat-out bad football team and a poorly constructed roster. There's talent in places, and on a given week in the NFL, they'll give you some trouble. But it's an extremely flawed roster, lacks depth, poor planning by Mike Tannenbaum, and they have a long way to go. And whoever the coach is, whether it's Adam Gase, whether it's Mike Zimmer, whether it's Vince Lombardi, whether it's Joe Philbin, whether it's Bill Belichick, whether it's Josh McDaniel, it doesn't matter. Until they change who's running this organization, success will be fleeting in Miami for the Dolphins. For the Bengals, and I guess really this is my final thought here, their defense is good. And generally this season has accorded itself well. Good enough to win most of their games. Offensively, they have not been the Bengals they were last year. And for that matter, the last couple of years. They haven't run the ball well at all this year and didn't run it well again last night. 77 yards rushing on 37 carries. That's 2 yards a carry. That's poor. Understand, they were up big. They were trying to grind clock. Dolphins knew they were going to run the ball, and they were running into, but they were running into a team that was stacking the box. I get it. But you got to realize something else. It was a depleted Dolphins defense down a bunch of starters. That, and they had to pay some attention to A.J. Green because nobody could stop him. So there were opportunities to run the ball, and they didn't take advantage of it. So they can't run the ball. They can't finish drives in the red zone. And their offense generally has been inconsistent. They're 2 up and 2 down on the year. They're right in the thick of things. They're going to have to play better on the offensive side of the ball if they're going to return to the playoffs and have any success beyond getting there with Andy Dalton. He has to play better on a week-in, week-out basis. They have to find another receiver to go with the great A.J. Green. And they got to finish drives in the red zone. And they have to get that running attack going again. Here's the return of Tyler Eifert may help all of this. Great red zone target, as we saw last year, with a ton of touchdown catches at the back end of the season. He'll be another guy that'll take focus off of A.J. Green, and that'll help the entire passing game. And him being that weapon down the seam might also help this running game. I think it'll certainly help them finish drives. And it'll certainly cover up the fact that this offense all season long has functioned terribly in the red zone and has settled for way too many field goals. So once they get Tyler Eifert back, and we expect him next week for week 5, they're going to have 10 days off. He looked like he was close to playing this week. If the game was on Sunday, there was a thought that he would have played. That said, he didn't play in this one. They didn't need him because the Dolphins stink. Week 5, expect Tyler Eifert back. As he rounds into game shape, I would say the second half of the season, his return to the field will pay huge dividends for this Bengals offense, and it should help round it into form. If it doesn't, might be something of a disappointing year in Cincinnati for the Bengals. I guess, and the final note in this game, we saw the return of Vontaze Burfict, who was all over the football field. He's still a sociopath, but he can still play football. We move on to other news around the NFL, and that's what we'll cover in the rest of this segment before we start getting into our preview of week 4 NFL Sunday action. Josh Gordon enters inpatient rehab. Talks about needing to get his life in order and his house in order, as it were. And I can understand that. His is a life in many ways that has gone off the rails. And I think everybody would agree with that. And I think we'd also agree that the most important thing for Josh Gordon is to get his personal house in order. You know, and the quote from him, after careful thought and deep consideration, I've decided that I need to step away from pursuing my return to the Browns and my football career to enter an inpatient rehabilitation facility. This is the right decision for me and one that I hope will enable me to gain full control of my life and continue on my path to reach my full potential as a person. I appreciate the support of the NFL, NFLPA, and the Browns, my teammates, my agent, and the community through this extremely challenging process. And then the Browns come on and talk about supporting Josh Gordon. Here's the realities. He's been away from the game for the longest of times now due to suspensions. He had an entire summer where he was petitioning for reinstatement, and he was running or continuing to run around like a man out of control, hanging out with Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel was out of control, and these two out of control human beings enabling each other and taking themselves down the wrong road. And despite winning his appeal and getting reinstatement, you could see where the Josh Gordon life was headed. We then get the revelations of a missed DNA test. So I'm not going to criticize him for the paternity situation and what he's done as far as fathering a child out of wedlock and all. I'm not going to go there. Where I'm going to go is they come at you and they say, listen, you had an affair with this woman. We think you fathered the child. Take a DNA test. He misses the test. He's trying to run from the problem. And that's the problem. That's the Josh Gordon that disturbs me. The pattern of behavior as it relates to substance abuse and bad decisions. The pattern of non-accountability and all those issues. So in many ways, this is good news for Josh Gordon, a human being. Maybe not great news for Josh Gordon, a football player, or the Cleveland Browns. But he's going to try and get his life in order. The only question I'm left to ask, what took so long? You had all this time to check into rehab and get your life in order while you weren't playing football. And you were missing tests and you were filing appeals to get suspensions reduced and you found a way to broker a deal to return to the field and everything else. Why during all this time away was there not a long stay in an inpatient rehabilitation facility to get your life in order? Now, just as you're getting ready to return to football, the stress of the paternity suit and everything else has overcome you because you never got your life in check. You're out running around, playing around in L.A. and Vegas with Johnny Football, who also doesn't play football. And now your life is off the rails, and just now you're going to go try and get it repaired. You know, I don't know if this is a stunt to avoid some dollar pen. I don't know what the motivation is. I hope it's the right motivation. The timing to me is odd. This could have been done a long time ago as he had nothing but time on his hands. Maybe didn't get his problem. Maybe now he's bottomed out and realizes it. So I hope for Josh's sake, he's had that epiphany and he's truly going into rehab to get the help he needs. And Josh Gordon, a human being, can become a quality functioning member of society and he can have a healthy and productive life, because that's way more important than football. Again, I wonder about the timing and I wonder why it took so long, but I guess you can't help yourself until you hit rock bottom and have that epiphany that there is the problem. And you can't always make that come at the right time. So maybe that's the case here. As for Josh Gordon, a football player, I don't know. All I know is this, a great talent. I don't know if he'll ever see the field again for the Browns. I know he'll never get the big money deal because he's always one incident away from being off the field for a long, long time. So his demons have put him in a position where he squandered the opportunity to make tens of millions of dollars, and that's sad. For the Browns, again, as I talked about from a football standpoint, boy, could they use the talent. He won't be there. opportunity for Terrell Pryor to continue to develop, and we see if he's a true number one receiver. And if he is, the Browns have found something. When they get Josh Gordon back, who knows? But I know he'll never get a big money long-term deal, despite his talent, because he's so much on the precipice of being out of the league. So nobody will invest in him, and that costs him money. He'll never truly get an opportunity to be a number one. He'll be on a roster because he's talented if his demons don't keep him off a roster. And when he plays for you, he'll be great, but you'll never truly count on him. Up next, a little more quick news before we get into a Week 4 NFL Sunday. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number to join the fray again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Again, the focus of the discussion thus far has been takeaways from the Thursday night matchup between the Bengals and the Dolphins. You can weigh in with your thoughts on the game or either of those teams at 800-878-PLAY. Or we talked a little bit about Josh Gordon and his decision to check into inpatient rehabilitation for substance abuse, and what more it means for his future as a football player. So those are all things you can weigh in on at 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529, or any other storylines that intrigue you from an upcoming Week 4 NFL Sunday. But final story before we actually start breaking down the matchups, J.J. Watt. Looks like he's had surgery on his back and more than likely out for the year with the surgery to correct the issues with his herniated discs in his back. Antonio Smith brought in by the Texans to replace him and jump into the starting lineup. He's not going to. How does Antonio Smith, who's been sitting on his couch, replace the best defensive player in football in J.J. Watt? He doesn't. In order for that defense to be anything like it was before J.J. Watt stepped off the field, other guys with potential like Whitney Mercilus and Jadeveon Clowney, those other guys are going to have to step up. Antonio Smith will have to be what he was before he left Houston. And at their best, if everybody steps up, rallies around, and you get somebody on that defense that can take over that role as the true number one guy, the way J.J. Watt did, the guy who commands the double teams, the guy that every offense has to pay attention to, this defense can be not too dissimilar to what it was before Watt had to depart. If not, they'll have their struggles. They'll still be a good defense, but they won't be an elite defense that can carry a team. And then as a result, you'll have to lean more on that offense. A lot of resources. Lamar Miller, Brock Osweiler, drafted a bunch of receivers to complement DeAndre Hopkins. It has to be better. I knew going in that it would take a while for this offense to round into form, a lot of new parts. But Osweiler's got to be better, and the other pieces have to be better. And pretty soon, we're turning the calendar on September and rolling into October. This offense, as we enter week four and move forward, is going to have to hit its stride. And they're going to lean a little bit more on this offense at the very least. Perhaps depending on how the defense performs in the absence of J.J. Watt, they may lean a lot more on this defense. They're fortunate. The AFC South thus far hasn't fired and has been far different than I thought it would be. So they're still in prime position and they are still in first place in the division. So those that are saying, well, they can't make the playoffs without J.J. Watt, common sense would say otherwise by the way the AFC South is performing and where they are in the standings. Whether they can make a deep run without him, that's something else. And that's going to depend on two things. How much the offense elevates its game to help carry this team, and what kind of ability the other key defensive players on this roster have in taking up the slack for J.J. Watt. Can they be fairly successful in that and keep this defense at something near what it is with J.J. Watt, or does the defense take a major step back? So that's what we have to watch. What I think is going to happen is the defense is going to take not a major step back, it's going to take a minor step back. They're not going to get after the quarterback quite as well as they did with Watt there. I still think their run defense and their pass defense in general will be solid, but they'll definitely take a step back. They'll have a little more trouble getting off the field, and their success is going to be contingent more on their offense. And if the offense elevates its game like I think it can, the Houston Texans will be just fine, and they'll be a contender for a deep run through the AFC playoffs. If I'm wrong, well, 9-7, 10-6 in the playoffs and out just as fast like last year. So we'll be watching that. But let's get to the a preview of a Week 4 NFL Sunday. And we'll start by heading to Wembley Stadium, London, England, where the 0-3 Jaguars host the 1-2 Indianapolis Colts in an AFC South matchup. The Colts come in as a 2.5-point favorite. Why, I don't know. Neither of these teams has been particularly good this year. The truth of the matter, the Colts have been almost as horrid as the Jaguars. Jaguars will probably be without Chris Ivory, Dante Fowler, amongst others. Blake Bortles has been awful. Andrew Luck has been better. Neither team can run the ball at all. The Colts' defense is awful. The Jaguars' defense hasn't been as bad. What I do believe here, against that Colts defense that can't stop anybody on the ground or through the air, here's where the Jaguars behind T.J. Yeldon and Denard Robinson get something of a running game going. Give Bortles some balance. We don't see Bortles turnovers. And those star weapons in the passing game, and particularly this week, it's going to have to be the receivers, because I think Julius Thomas, the tight end, is dinged up as well, and I don't know if he's going to go Sunday either. A lot of game time decisions for the Jaguars. So I think the wide receivers will be very strong in the passing game for the Jaguars. I think they'll run the ball well. Bortles won't turn it over. Their defense will take advantage of what is an awful Colts offensive line. They'll harass Luck a little bit. It won't be a balanced attack for Luck. He'll have to throw it a bunch. He's down one of his main weapons as well in Dante Moncrief. So I think in what's going to be a very close game, I think here's where the Jaguars, being used to going across the pond as they do it once a year, every year, and taking on a team that's maybe right now just even more flawed than they are, I think the Jaguars win this game in Wembley. I don't think it's easy, because I don't think anything is easy for them, but I think finally they're able to get balance on offense, which allows them to just function better on offense, and that's the difference in this game, which should be fairly high scoring and close, but I do like the Jaguars. Now we move on to another AFC South showdown, this one NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. The aforementioned Houston Texans, and we talked a lot about the injury to J.J. Watt. They're 2-1 on the year, 2-0 at home. They host the 1-2 Tennessee Titans, who are 1-0 away from home. Houston comes in as a 4.5-point favorite, and justifiably so. Again, the Titans' offense, this is not the kind of offense that's going to particularly make Houston pay. And what I mean is that they, in theory, are a run-first offense. I know Mariota has dropped back a lot, and he's been asked to do a lot with the football, and he's had success at times, but has been a turnover machine. But the realities are, you're off to a 1-2 start. You've heard the rumblings about wanting to get back to pounding the rock, and I think that's what you're going to see Tennessee try and do. How successful they'll be remains to be seen. I think they can run the ball on anybody. But again, where you really miss J.J. Watt a lot of times is in that pass defense because of his ability to get after the quarterback. I don't think his loss here is magnified as much playing Tennessee. So I think the Houston defense will be able to put up a solid effort and, like everybody else thus far, limit that Titans offense. As far as the offense, and Tennessee's got a terrific defense. It's a no-name group, but they bring it every week. But I think this is the week the Texans' offense at home starts to get on track a little bit. And I think in a game where the Texans just have more weapons on offense, the two defenses are pretty equal, it's in Houston, this one's not going to be easy for the Texans, but I think they find a way to win, improve to 3-1, and really take control of this AFC South. Again, we've talked about Tennessee and how much I like them. And I said they would be in many ways one of the surprise teams of football this year, of the NFL. And I also said at the same time, it may not show in wins and losses. And I think this is one of the cases where their ability to be a surprise team doesn't necessarily show in wins and losses, in that it's going to be another close game. It's going to be another hard-fought match, but once again, it's the Titans still having to learn how to win. I think they come up short here, and I think Houston finds a way to win a relatively low-scoring, closely contested football game. You move on to the Browns and the Redskins. The Redskins are 1-2. They're at home again, where they're 0-2 on the year. The Browns are 0-3. Cody Kessler actually getting his second start of the year, and the Browns don't have to go to another starting quarterback. That in and of itself is shocking. Redskins are a 7.5-point favorite at FedEx Field in Landover, and rightfully so. The Browns are an awful football team. The Redskins, offensively, with Kirk Cousins and that stable of receivers and Jordan Reed at tight end, have the potential to be explosive on offense and can be at times. Defensively, they've been awful this year, and they don't stop anybody. The Browns really can't press them with Isaiah Crowell and Terrell Pryor, and I know these are young, emerging skill position weapons, but they're not there yet, and the consistency is not going to be there on a week-in, week-out basis. I think the Redskins really go to town on a lousy Browns defense, and I think Kirk Cousins spins it again, has another big day, not unlike he did against the Giants. I think Garcon and Jackson and Jordan Reed have big games through the air. I don't see any way the Redskins go 0-3 at home. I see them squaring their record at 2-2. I see the Browns falling 0-4 and putting themselves in prime position to earn the very top spot in the NFL draft and get themselves the quarterback of their choosing. MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey, the site of the 1-2 Jets, who are 0-1 at home, hosting the 2-1 Seattle Seahawks, who are 0-1 on the road. And the Seahawks make that dreaded trip from the West Coast to the East Coast, and they play a 1 o'clock football game. That's something that could help the Jets. You could have a situation where Seattle doesn't wake up until the second half. You have a situation with Russell Wilson nursing a knee, and he will play. But you can't expect him to run the ball and do some of the other things that Russell Wilson is known for. He's going to have to stand back in the pocket and get rid of the football faster and get rid of it fast. And it's going to have to be throw and conventional running by handing the football off to Christian Michael and things of that nature. They bring Darren Sproles. They add him to the mix. The Jets, Eric Decker's dinged up. We don't know if he's going to play. Quincy Inouye will probably take a bigger role in this one. They've been inconsistent. Fitzpatrick threw 6 picks last week. I know he ain't going to be that bad, but he's facing a very tough defense. This is a very, very interesting game for a number of reasons. Because of the West Coast team coming east, the injuries to Seattle, some of the injuries on the Jets, and the general ineffectiveness with which they've played at times all year long. And up next, I'll tell you who I think is going to win it and why, and that's how we'll wrap up hour one of this Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 800-878-PLAY. But you be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, we get ready to wrap up hour one of the attack here, and we're talking Seahawks and Jets from MetLife Stadium. Obviously, a bunch of storylines. Seahawks coming east, Jets off to a bad start. Ryan Fitzpatrick coming off a 6-interception game. Richard Sherman trying to get into a little bit of a sparring contest with Darrelle Revis. Darrelle Revis, as poorly as he's played this year, will not take the bait. Again, talked about many of the storylines. Both of these teams are banged up. Eric Decker, Jalen Marshall banged up for the Jets. They're going to have somebody different returning kicks for the Jets. Eric Decker probably not going to play with the shoulder injury. Quincy Enunwa going to have to take on a bigger role. For Seattle, again, Thomas Rawls banged up. A lot of Christian Michael as a result. Russell Wilson banged up as well. And you're not going to see a lot of the wrinkles that you normally see from the Seahawks offense as they can't risk him getting injured. We talk about West Coast team coming east. That factors in. We saw it last week with Arizona and Buffalo. I think it factors in here as well. I also think what factors in here in some cases a styles make fight situation. There's one thing the Jets can do well. They've got a great defensive line. They can get up after the quarterback. Seahawks offensive line stinks on ice. Russell Wilson going to be a lot more stationary. And him taking the volume of hits that he's going to leads me to believe here's where the Jets make their stand. Square their record at 2-2 and pull what many feel will be a pretty big upset at MetLife Stadium. So I take the Jets to pull the home upset and top the Seattle Seahawks in this one. And what, again, it's going to be ugly at times. It's going to be close, but it's going to be hard hitting. We'll step aside right now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In a few minutes, we'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Scores of world leaders gather to remember Shimon Peres at a funeral in Jerusalem.
Someone who wanted the best for all children. Yes, the Israeli children, but also the children of his neighbors in the larger world.
That's former President Clinton in his remarks at the funeral for the former Israeli Prime Minister and President who died a couple of days ago at the age of 93.
And always was in awe of his endless capacity to move beyond even the most crushing setbacks.
President Obama also delivering remarks at the funeral for the 93-year-old Perez, who died after suffering a stroke earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-315-7780. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Federal investigators now looking into the commuter train crash yesterday at a busy New Jersey terminal that left one woman killed by falling debris. Correspondent Ethan Harp reports.
Right now, the scene is quite chaotic.
The NTSB says investigators cannot get to the passenger cars yet because of the safety risk inside the damaged terminal. But they are able to get to crucial evidence, including video cameras.
So once we pull that, we'll have more information about the speed and braking and other issues.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker tells us foul play is not suspected.
The conductor continues to cooperate. They've gone through the protocol of not only giving interviews, but also blood and breath tests.
Ethan Harp, Hoboken, New Jersey.
Seven U.S. military students from Afghanistan are missing from military bases here in the U.S. Officials saying they've all gone AWOL this month. The DOD, State Department, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement all looking for them now. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Embarrassed is how White House spokesman Josh Earnest says members of Congress should feel about overriding President Obama's veto of a 9/11 Saudi bill. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
In a briefing, Earnest noted reports of buyer's remorse among some lawmakers.
Members of Congress say and now publicly admit that they're deeply concerned about the impact that this bill will have on our national security, but yet they voted for it.
The measure allows 9/11 victims' families to sue Saudi Arabia in U.S. courts. The White House has long argued that the bill could prompt lawsuits against Americans overseas and acts of retaliation by foreign governments against U.S. soldiers.
Now being called a hero, it turns out it was a South Carolina firefighter who subdued the teenage suspect in Wednesday's school shooting in Townville, South Carolina. The fire chief there, Billy McAdams, says firefighter Jamie Brock located the suspect while responding to the reports of a shooting at Townville Elementary School.
He immediately confronted and subdued that shooter. He was able to keep him on the ground until law enforcement could place him into custody.
Two students and a teacher wounded in the shooting by a 14-year-old suspect who also fatally shot his father before going to the school. And a Florida woman will pay $50,000 to punch a former pharmaceutical CEO in the face. She won the chance to pummel Martin Shkreli. He became notorious last year for raising the cost of an AIDS drug. He's trying to raise money for the family of a friend who recently died. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, we sure have that on this Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the fray, dial me up, 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at SportsBylineUSA. As you're aware, a lot of topics on the agenda that you can discuss, everything from your takeaways from the Thursday night matchup between the Dolphins and the Bengals, your thoughts on your favorite team's matchup on a Week 4 NFL Sunday, or your thoughts on Josh Gordon heading to rehab, inpatient rehab, all that or anything else in the world of the NFL at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter, at JoeSpano56. We got a big hour two on tap for you here on a Football Friday. In the next segment, we're going to take a break from the football and we're going to talk golf with Dave Shedlowski from Golf World and Golf Digest. He's also the author of Arnold Palmer's last book, A Life Well Played, which comes out on October 11th. He'll join us in the next segment at 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, and we'll spend some time talking about that and a little time on the Ryder Cup, which is starting today. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour, quickly, we'll tell you the number of ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link. And also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. There's that, a whole lot more. And if you're unsure how to check out the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you can look it up right there on the website at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps that you can download to any device, be it Apple, be it Android, or be it Windows-based. That's iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher Radio. They all have lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And of course, to us, the most important thing is the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces can check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including The Attack. But up next, Dave Shedlowski, Golf World and Golf Digest. We're going to talk Arnold Palmer and the Ryder Cup next with him.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And with Arnold Palmer gone and the Ryder Cup here, there's nobody better we could think to bring on than Dave Shedlosky from Golf World and Golf Digest. And he joins us right now here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for hopping on board with us this morning.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. I guess the place to start is with Arnold Palmer. And let's talk a little bit about the book. You're the author of Arnold Palmer's last book, A Life Well Played, and it'll be out in bookstores on Amazon.com and all the traditional booksellers on October 11th. Talk about the experience of penning a book with the great Arnold Palmer at that late stage of his life.
Well, we really got a chance to sit down with Arnold. I'd known him for quite some time, but we spent a week together in September last year at La Trobe, and maybe one of the, as you would imagine, most fun weeks of a writer's career to sit and talk and hear the stories that Arnold has to tell, and also the perspective that he wanted to add to stories, some of which are, I would think, familiar to Arnold Palmer fans, but he has a sort of a new perspective on things. What did he learn? How does he look at things differently than he did, 10, 20 years ago? And it was just fascinating. It was a fascinating experience and really fun for kind of a golf nerd like myself.
You know, our audience is a mixed bag. There's the older sports fan who knows Arnie very well and knows how he brought golf, I guess, out of the country clubs exclusively and made it much more of an everyman sport. But I also have a bunch of 20-somethings in my audience that literally know Arnold Palmer as he's the guy on the Arizona iced tea can. He must have invented that cool drink that's half iced tea, half lemonade. Or they saw the Sports Center commercial where he mixes iced tea and lemonade in perfect balance. That's quite hilarious. So for those that don't know Arnie, perhaps maybe as well as they should, because without age, it's hard to have perspective. Tell us a little bit about Arnold Palmer and not only what made him such a special golfer, but what made him such an iconic sports figure.
Well, what made him a special golfer was his determination, because he didn't have the greatest swing, as everybody knows. And he even talks about that in the book, that the swing worked for him, but it was not the prettiest thing. Ben Hogan thought he never had a chance to win with that golf swing. And it was people like Ben Hogan that really made Arnold even more determined to win the Masters and other events. He went on to win 62 titles, 7 majors. Everybody knows, I think, or most people know, the tremendous numbers that he put up in his career. What made Arnold very special was his ability to relate to anybody, regardless of who they were or what they did. And that was something that his parents had ingrained in him when he was a young person, to say, look, you are no more special than anyone else, and don't think that way. So treat people the way you want to be treated, and treat them as just treat them well. And he and with respect. And he did that, and he was able to do that throughout his not only his career but his personal life for, you know, basically up until he died. He made time for people who were, you know, no matter who they were. And that's a special quality when you do that, especially today in this, you know, in this atmosphere, in this era, social media, Facebook, et cetera, where it can get kind of nasty and people aren't as civil as they are. He was truly, he was just special in that regard.
A wonderful man, hard not to like, did so much for golf and did so much beyond golf. What were his last months and years like? I mean, we've obviously seen Arnie of late, but, you know, with his passing as a result of the health issues, what were his last weeks, months, and years like? You knew Arnie quite well.
I did, and it was heartbreaking to watch this vital man who, you know, let's face it, he did everything. He went everywhere. He lived life to the fullest. As Curtis Strange said just a few days ago, he left nothing on the table. Let's put it that way. He really lived life to the fullest. But his mobility became an issue, obviously, in the last few months, which is why he couldn't hit the first tee shot at the Masters this year. But he had a fall. He tripped over his dog in December of 2014, and he dislocated and fractured his shoulder, his right shoulder. He never really swung a golf club very much again. Yes, he hit a tee shot at the 2015 Masters, but he needed a cortisone shot the day before just to be able to basically move the club. He always talked about trying to hit golf balls again. He didn't. Following that, he really kind of, it was a bit of a downward spiral. He fought depression to some degree because of the lack of mobility and the inability to, you know, enjoy the game of golf the way he wanted to. He certainly had a number of health issues, particularly a colon surgery even a month ago. He had a colon issue around sometime last December. It was just a series of things that he had to battle. And, you know, it was heartbreaking when, like I said, you know that there's somebody who's so physically vital.
I think that says it all. I think that's well said. And I really wanted to see, because I didn't know myself, what the end of Arnie's life was like. And we are joined by Dave Shedlowski from Golf World and Golf Digest magazine, and is the author, again, of Arnold Palmer's last book, A Life Well Played. It's available via Amazon and all your traditional booksellers starting on October 11th. There's a hard copy, there's a Kindle version, and there's even an audiobook. Who narrated the audiobook, by the way?
That was not done by Arnold because he couldn't do it, and I'm struggling to think who did. I want to think it was Rich Lerner of the Golf Channel, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
But,
all right, I was just curious.
It's obviously something that, that again, speaks to Arnold's weakness and so forth, that he just couldn't get that done.
Excellent. Before we move from Arnold Palmer to the Ryder Cup, where you are today out in suburban Minneapolis, Minnesota at Hazeltine Golf Course, is there anything else that we should know about Arnie that maybe we didn't? And is there anything you really want to say in closing about Arnie as we kind of tie a bow around the life, the times, and the career of Arnold Palmer?
Two things I think come to mind. First of all, you know, people didn't get to see this very much, but Arnold Palmer had a tremendous sense of humor and a very dry, quick wit. I mean, he was tremendous in that regard. He, you know, people couldn't get that sense when they met him, if they only met him for a few minutes or whatever, because he certainly didn't feel like that was an appropriate thing. But my goodness, he even really right up to the end, he had this way about him. Sometimes you would think that there's nothing that's going to come out of his mouth after you make a comment, that he's just going to absorb it and move on. And then this, from nowhere, these five, six words, whatever, would come, and he would have just zinged you or zinged somebody or made some, you know, snide remark. And he truly was a funny man. And that never really came through a lot. People never really got a chance to see that. And he never showed it a lot because he always wanted to be so respectful of people. But people who knew him well did. The last thing I would say in regards to Arnold, if there's any legacy that he leaves, it's not on the golf course. It's the charity and just the simple nature of who he was in dealing with other people. I just said it a while ago. I can't really stress it enough, but he understood what life was about in terms of how we should treat one another. And he lived his life that way. And, you know, that was hard to do for somebody of his fame.
I think that's well said. What do you say we spend a couple of minutes before we let you run talking Ryder Cup? 2016 Ryder Cup, boy, it's been a lot more like a press conference for a UFC match or a big WWE wrestling match than it's been upcoming golf tournament, as these two sides have been very, very chirpy. Talk about some of the chirpiness and then get into how you expect this to all go down, because it looks like the U.S. roster is loaded and has a distinct advantage over the European group.
Yeah, it's been an interesting Ryder Cup with Phil Mickelson sort of picking up where he left off in 2014, at the end of 2014, where he was very critical surreptitiously of the captaincy of Tom Watson, which of course led to this really ridiculous task force that, I mean, you need a task force to figure out how to make more putts and you know, beat another team. I don't think so. But they thought so, and so here we are on that. But Phil this week had some more harsh words for another captain, Hal Sutton. Hal responded with his own brand of criticism of Phil's play over the years. And, of course, Phil, if he loses one more match, will be the all-time leader in losses in Ryder Cup history. So Phil's probably pretty motivated to not want to get there. But then, of course, on the other side, we had Danny Willett's brother write a very, very vitriolic column about American sports fans and Americans in general. And frankly, we think that Danny Willett was going to play this morning, and Andy Sullivan took his place simply because of the pressure that Danny Willett was going to be under having to face the American crowd this morning. So, you know, we have these things that are sort of, great writing headlines and so forth. But we get down to the golf, and there's so many fans here. The pressure is immense, and it's really going to be a fascinating 3 days simply because America is under so much pressure with the task force and everything else that's been going on related to trying to figure out how to beat Europe.
Do you figure that pressure for the Americans, it kind of cancels out the advantage that maybe they have? When you look at the standings, if you were to line these two sides up, you'd have to say the Americans have the advantage. But very often in Ryder Cup play, that form doesn't necessarily hold. And with all this pressure on the Americans, do you think that negates that advantage and kind of puts the Europeans in the driver's seat here as the defending Ryder Cup champions?
Well, I think that's very perceptive of you. I do think that is, but I think there's one thing also that's overlooked, and the European team is young. There's no question about that. Six rookies. One of the rookies is Willett, though, won the Masters. They also have the Olympic gold and silver medal champions in Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson. Stenson won the Open Championship. Lee Westwood is a stalwart veteran, as is Sergio Garcia. The last time I saw a team that was this sort of top-heavy for Europe was 1987, and they really took it to the Americans at Muirfield Village Golf Club in Columbus. So I don't know if the USA on paper is that much better. We have the number one player in the world in Dustin Johnson and several other top-ranked players. We've seen that before, and they just, you know, the things on paper never really seem to play out, especially for the Americans, who tend to be favored almost every time.
Well, things are just getting started out there at Hazeltine, so we'll let you go in just a second here so you can go catch all the action. But a final one from me, a bit humorous. You said this was going to be fun, so now we'll have a little fun. Do you have an over and an under prediction on Bubba Buoys?
Well, if Bubba Watson were playing, we might have, we might go on the over, but I think we're going to go on the unders. I don't know if the Minnesota fans are quite up on that. How's that?
All right, that's fair, because if we have any, they all make it on the Howard Stern Show the following Monday. J.D. Harmeyer pulls them all, and we get to talk a little golf for about an hour on the Stern Show, so that's always fun.
Well, that'll be, you know what, now I'm going to count them, so.
Yeah, count them, come up with a total. We'll talk about it down the line. Dave, thanks so much for a few. We really do appreciate it. We look forward to doing this again soon as the golf season for 2017 starts to unfold in front of us.
Well, I can't thank you enough for letting me talk about the great Arnold Palmer. I hope people go and buy the book. All proceeds benefit Arnie's Army Charitable Foundation. I just wanted to get that in.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Dave. Talk to you soon. Thanks for a few.
All right. Thanks, Joe. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. That was Dave Shedlowski joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. He's from Golf World and Golf Digest, and he's the author of A Life Well Played. It's the last book by Arnold Palmer. And as he said, proceeds go to Arnie's Army. It comes out on October 11th. Up next, back to the NFL we go. We continue to preview a week 4 NFL Sunday and all those big matchups next here on the Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's been given the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Well, thank you, Grandpa, and welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to join the conversation. That number again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. A lot you can weigh in on, everything from the Thursday night matchup between the Dolphins and the Bengals to Josh Gordon having to put himself into rehab or choosing to check himself into inpatient rehab, J.J. Watt's injury and what it means to the Houston Texans, or your favorite team and what they might do on an upcoming Week 4 NFL Sunday. Or if you want to talk about the Ryder Cup and the life and times of Arnold Palmer, That's all fair game here on the Spano and Black Attack, and you can do it by dialing me up at 800-878-PLAY or hitting me up on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Back to Week 4 NFL Sunday we go. We head to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. The undefeated 3-0 New England Patriots, a perfect 2-0 at home, take on the 1-2 Buffalo Bills, who are 0-1 on the road. Now, comparing these two coaches, to be blunt, is like comparing ice cream to horse manure. Bill Belichick is maybe the best coach that the NFL has ever seen, and he's certainly right now the best coach in the game today, by, I guess, a fairly wide margin. He does the improbable and at times the impossible because of his coaching acumen and the coaching acumen of his staff. Rex Ryan, a great defensive mind who's a pretty average, to be kind, head coach, who will probably be unemployed at the end of this year. That said, I look at these two teams. I think the Bills have some talent. They're banged up, and Sammy Watkins, their best receiver, has not been much of a factor this year. But again, whether it's Greg Roman, whether it's Anthony Lynn, it doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator is. This game plan is so conservative and so non-21st century NFL, and they try to hide Tyrod Taylor so much that it just doesn't end up working. And defensively, Rex is not getting the most out of this talent. He came and took over for Jim Schwartz last year. Defense went backwards. It hasn't really leaped forward from that. They had a nice win versus Arizona, who really didn't show up on Sunday. You won't have any such problems with the Patriots. It looks like Garoppolo's going to be able to go. So with that being the case, they have an NFL quarterback in there. And this is a young quarterback that in his 1.5 games was taking the league by storm. So that said, they have that defense. They have Bill Belichick. I think the Patriots go 4-0 and hand things off to Tom Brady in just great shape in the AFC East. The Bills fall to 1-3, and they grease the skids for the exit of Rex Ryan, as we've heard rumors already that Tom Coughlin was up in Buffalo talking to the Pegulas. So I don't think Rex, if he's lucky, he makes it through the season. I'm not even sure about that, but I think he's on his way to a 1-3 start, and the Patriots on their way to a commanding lead in the AFC East with that 4-0 start. More 1 o'clock action. 2-1 Falcons, 0-1 at home, take on the 1-2 Carolina Panthers, who are 0-1 on the road. This one in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. Carolina, 3-point favorite in this one, not surprising. They haven't played well this year. And the Falcons had a pretty good win down in New Orleans. The offense clicked on all cylinders against a hapless and hopeless defense. Well, the Panthers defense hasn't played like the Panthers defense, but they're anything but hapless and hopeless. On offense, I understand Jonathan Stewart out, Fozzie Whitaker, the lead carrier at the running back position. But they have so many weapons all over the football field now in the passing game. I think you see good Cam Newton. I think you see him dominate this game with his arm. I think that Panthers defense gets all over Matt Ryan. And I think Matt Ryan has some issues, and he's not as perfect with the football as he was last week. I don't think he gets the balance and the help in the running game from Freeman and Coleman that he got last week against that pathetic Saints defense. I think the Falcons end up being unbalanced. Matt Ryan makes mistakes. I think Cam Newton is able to do what he wants against this Falcons defense. And I think the Panthers pull off the road victory, square their record at 2-2, get back on the beam, and I think the Falcons fall to 2-2, and the NFC South looks pretty darn mediocre right now. We continue with the 1 o'clock action. This is one of those test games. This is one of those games with a football team that's 3-0 that we don't know where they are, but we'll soon find out and have a clue as to where they are come 4:30 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday afternoon. 2-1 Raiders heading east, M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, to take on the 3-0 Baltimore Ravens, 1-0 at home. They haven't played anybody. The defense has been okay. Flacco's been inconsistent. They haven't run the ball with any particular authority. Defense has been pretty good. But they haven't beat anybody. They've not beat one decent team. and every game has been close. The Raiders, we know how good their offense is, and it's been that kind of offense this year. Carr throwing it all over the place. Enough of a running game led by Latavius Murray. The defense has been their downfall. Their defense has been pretty lousy in every game, even the Tennessee victory, where they only gave up 400 yards instead of their usual 500. They've got to get pressure on the quarterback, and they've got to do a better job all around on defense. It's a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast with a West Coast team coming east. That could be a pitfall here. This is a game where we see what the Ravens are. And I think what we're going to see is they're not that good, but I think they steal this game. They're at home. Raiders coming east, 1 o'clock start. They've done it before, and they survived against New Orleans. I don't know that they do it. I think this Ravens team is one of those teams that you look at them, you're not in love with them with how they play, but with a veteran like Joe Flacco at quarterback and John Harbaugh as the head coach, they just keep finding ways to win. So I think it's another typical close Ravens win, but an ugly one. And if they do that, they're 4-0, we'll start talking about them being for real despite not being pretty. If the Raiders come east and get the win, we'll start saying that they're back on track. More Week 4 NFL Sunday previews next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
We roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to join the conversation, 800-878-7529. Whole lot of topics out there. Any of the football discussion, you want to talk Ani Palmer or the Ryder Cup, that's also fair game. If you like Twitter, talk to me on Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Last of the 1 o'clock games for a Sunday Week 4 NFL slate. Bears 0-3 host the 1-2 Lions. Soldier Field in Chicago. This one should be – you want to talk about a game that, I don't know, outside of friends and family, who's going to be watching? Not many. Lions aren't particularly good, but the Bears are putrid. And even at home, I mean, you've heard about the uncanny streak. They have a long home losing streak in Chicago. So there is no home field advantage for the Bears. It's Brian Hoyer and not Jay Cutler at quarterback. Jeremy Langford's out, so they're down their starting running back. Got all kinds of injuries on defense. This is where Matt Stafford goes to town. And the Detroit Lions offense lights up that Bears defense. And then you see that Lions defense get up after the quarterback and smack around Brian Hoyer a little bit. I like the Lions to roll in this one and send the Bears season spiraling down the porcelain commode. And the Lions would even their record at 2-2, and they'd just be one of many. We now move to 4 o'clock action on this Week 4 NFL Sunday. 1-2 Buccaneers, 0-1 at home, host the 3-0 Denver Broncos, a perfect 1-0 away from Denver. You know, I liked Tampa Bay coming into the season, and I expected them to grow as an organization. I expected more out of them on defense. I expected more out of Jameis Winston on offense as it relates to less turnovers. They're getting the big plays, and he's getting the yardage. The problem is way too many turnovers, 6 interceptions already on the year. They're not running the ball particularly well. They're without Doug Martin. The defense really hasn't been good. You cut Austin Seferian Jenkins because he's a distraction. So I guess when you're all said and done here, for all those yards that Winston has put up, when you couple it with the mistakes, it's not translating into a ton of points. And they're giving up a ton of points and a bunch of yards. And they're not running the football, and there's no balance. When you look at Denver, they don't give up yards. They don't give up points. Their offense has been relatively efficient and relatively balanced, and Trevor Siemian is stepping up. While it's never easy to go on the road in the NFL and win games, you got the West Coast team coming east, but they get the benefit of playing at 4 o'clock. So that said, for me in this one, until the Tampa Bay Buccaneers show me otherwise, I've got to pick the Denver Broncos in this one to continue to stay undefeated in their quest to defend their Super Bowl championship. University of Phoenix Stadium, Glendale, Arizona, the site of the 1-2 Cardinals in an NFC West showdown hosting the 2-1 Los Angeles Rams. That's right. The Cards are 1-2 and the Rams are 2-1. And despite that, the Cardinals come in as an 8-point favorite at home, and rightfully so. What can I say about the Arizona Cardinals' performance last week? Awful out in Buffalo. Carson Palmer was pathetic. The defense was awful. They couldn't even snap to kick a field goal. Nothing went right for the Cardinals. And we've seen a couple of those stinkeroo efforts this year. That said, they're at home. It's starting to become a situation where this is a game we have to win before teams in our own division get too far out in front of us, be it Seattle, and even in this case, be it the Rams, who are 2-1 despite not being particularly good. So the realities are Rams defense is pretty good. I don't see this Cardinals offense being slowed down 2 weeks in a row or slowing itself down 2 weeks in a row. The Rams offense cannot keep up with the Cardinals offense. Case Keenum is... I like him better than a lot of people, but here's the realities. He is very much a pedestrian quarterback. You know, he is better suited. If he's your backup quarterback and he has to jump off the bench, to help you a little bit, that's fine. But he's not a franchise quarterback, and he's really not even a capable week-to-week NFL starter. They have no weapons outside of Todd Gurley. So when you look at this, this is where the Cardinals get right. And this is where they take over and clash shows. The Cardinals control this one and take the measure of the Rams. More 4 o'clock action. Chargers at 1-2, perfect 1-0 at home. They host the Saints, who are 0-3, 0-1 away from home. Again, neither of these teams are particularly good. This is an also-ran game. These are two teams that aren't particularly good and two teams that aren't particularly relevant right now in the NFL. The Saints' defense is pathetic. It can't stop anybody. The offense is all about Drew Brees and what he can do in the air. They do not run the ball with any regularity or any commitment to balance. The Chargers, they're better than I thought they'd be this year. They dominated Jacksonville in their only win of the season, which was a dominating home effort. They should have and could have upended the Chiefs. And they've been competitive in every game they've played. They're just flat out better than the Saints right now. Phillip Rivers is going to lie. It's going to be a battle of the quarterbacks, and it's going to be a bit of a shootout. But the fact that the Chargers defense can slow people down once in a while and turn over the football and get off the field, that'll hurt Drew Brees. And the fact that Phillip Rivers is passing in basically a 7-on-7 drill, well, that'll help the San Diego Chargers. So I like the Chargers in the shootout just because Phillip Rivers will have less resistance than Drew Brees. But it's going to be interesting because one of the storylines here is Drew Brees going back to San Diego. So I do like the Chargers to defend their home turf in this one in what will be an exciting shootout. But the fact that, well, to be blunt, the Saints defense puts up almost no resistance, I think that's the difference. Last of the 4 o'clock matchups. Cowboys head out to San Francisco, or actually, I can't say San Francisco because they don't play in San Francisco. They play in Santa Clara, California. It's Levi's Stadium. The 1-2 49ers host the 2-1 Dallas Cowboys. The Niners' best unit is their defense right now. Their offense, led by Blaine Gabbert and Carlos Hyde, is limited. Hyde can occasionally do something in the running game. The Cowboys don't get up after the quarterback. They're not particularly good in pass defense. But much like last week against the Bears, how are the 49ers going to exploit that? You'll see the Cowboys do a lot of what they did last week. They'll keep everything in front of them. Chip Kelly hasn't asked Blaine Gabbert to do anything, and he's responded in kind by doing nothing. The Cowboys will keep everything in front of them. They'll tackle soundly. They won't make mistakes. And the 49ers will struggle to score in this game. The Cowboys won't have an easy time scoring, and Dak Prescott may be limited. You're not going to have Dez Bryant in this one, and guys like Cole Beasley and Terrence Williams will be asked to step up in a major way. But I think the Cowboys can do enough on offense to win what will be a close, somewhat boring, somewhat ugly game, but it'll allow the Cowboys to improve to 3-1 while the 49ers fall to 1-3. And finally, Sunday night special. 2-1 Steelers. 2-1 Chiefs, big ketchup bottle, Heinz Field, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh Steelers are a 5-point favorite. Le'Veon Bell back in the lineup for the Steelers. Steelers smarting off of the blowout loss at the hands of the in-state rival Eagles. They're smarting. They're better. The Chiefs come off that big win in Arrowhead over the Jets. Despite 8 turnovers and 6 Ryan Fitzpatrick interceptions, the Jets were actually in that game most of the way, which pretty well tells you the state of the Kansas City Chiefs. They're limited on offense. Alex Smith is one of the better game managers in the NFL. He can occasionally do a little more, but again, You don't have your stud running back in Jamal Charles and Spencer Ware and Chardandrick West. They do a nice job. They're solid backs. They're productive in the running game. Outside of Macklin and Kelsey, not a lot in the passing game. It's not a dynamic Chief offense. And the Steelers offense is dynamic. The Chiefs probably have a small edge on defense. But generally, this Pittsburgh Steelers defense is on the uptick and getting more and more stout and better and better. So when I look at this matchup in Heinz Field in prime time, I'm hard-pressed to see how the Chiefs win. Think it's going to be a pretty entertaining game, but I think the versatility that Le'Veon Bell brings back to that lineup opens things up for everybody. Ben's going to be determined. He's smarting. I think the Steelers just have too much on the offensive side of the ball. And the realities are, I don't believe that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to have enough answers on the offensive side of the ball. So I like the Steelers in a game that won't necessarily be easy, but a game that the Steelers will win nonetheless. They right the ship because they got to stay within hailing distance of the surprisingly effective, you know, we talked about the Ravens. You're not in love with what they've done, but bottom line is 3-0, and I think there's a real chance they go to 4-0. That said, that's your week 4 Sunday NFL preview.
Ward on first down, in the pocket, going to run with that speed. Hit that hole so fast. Now he bounces it outside. Greg Ward Jr. Touchdown. What a run. Ward with pressure coming. Took a hit and delivered it perfectly. Touchdown. Ward throws. End zone. Caught. Touchdown. Ward again looking like he was intending to run the whole way with the speed to get to the corner. Touchdown. Play snap with two on that play clock. Toward the back corner. Wow. What a catch!
Wow.
Touchdown!
Well, highlights, courtesy of ESPN, of Houston's 42-14 dismantling of UConn. Houston a perfect 5-0. They're the number 6 team in the country. UConn falls to 2-3. No revisit of the upset from last year. And the Cougars are on track to make their case for a playoff bid in college football. Greg Ward Jr., impressive, throws for the most yards that he's thrown for in a single game in his career. And really for Houston, it's about taking care of their business now against these lesser teams within the AAC. And everything's pointed towards that matchup with Louisville. Take care of your business against teams you should beat in the AAC. Don't overlook anybody. Take care of Louisville, who's going to be a tough out. And guess what? You'll be undefeated, having beaten two very good power conference teams that will ultimately be ranked in the top 15 when the season ends. And you will have done enough with the volume of games you've had on national TV and the exposure and everything else that you will not be able to be denied a playoff spot, despite not being a Power 5 team in college football. Up next, the way we'll wrap up Football Friday is with a little baseball. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, as we get ready to wrap up the week here on the Spano and Black Attack, we end Football Friday with baseball. Number one, there may be no crying in baseball, but there is tying in baseball. Cubs and Pirates end their game last night with a 1-1 tie, one out top of the sixth, inclement weather. Took hold at PNC Park. Rain delay ensued. Game was eventually suspended. Major League Baseball came out and stated that the game was suspended and will not be made up, as it will have no impact on the standings. So Major League Baseball has deemed it a tie game. All stats will count. So there is tying in baseball. That's number one. Number two, despite replay, MLB can't get it right. The Cards benefit from an incorrect call on a double. Should have been a ground rule double. It wasn't. That would have stopped the winning run from scoring at third base. The Reds, apparently sleeping at the switch, can't figure out whether to protest or not, you know, a challenge or not, saying they were waiting for their booth upstairs to tell them whether they should challenge. What's the difference? If you don't challenge, you lost the game. If you challenge and it gets overturned, guess what? Well, now the game's still played, so what do you got to lose? There's nothing to wait for. Bad job by the Reds for sleeping at the switch. Bad job by the umpires for not getting it right and not initiating the review themselves. Good fortune for the Cardinals, who are just one game out of the second wild card spot behind the San Francisco Giants. And if the Cards win that last wild card berth by a game and they knock out either the Giants or the Mets, that controversial outcome could prove pivotal. On that note, we wrap up the week. We're done with this Football Friday edition of Spano and Black Attack. I want to thank my guest. I want to thank Dave Shedlowski from Golf World and Golf Digest for joining us. I want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons some of the time. I also want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we do it again on Monday, you have a good day. Good day, all.